Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had the Desperado play. That's when we put Rossi in.
And the latest challenge involves condoms. Yeah.
But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes skatey?
Here we go. It's a Thursday. Do not adjust your radio dial, Dale.
Oh, man, I thought I lost two whole days this week.
No, it's a noon 30, but okay. Tuesday was opening day. We were at the cask. Then
couldn't
yesterday,
hear anything anyway.
We couldn't hear a dang thing. Yesterday, it was Ask Wiggy Anything, where we got to some really good questions. Tomorrow, we'll still do a week in review.
He wished death on me again, but
he did, yeah. And then he also thought that Glenn could beat you in an arm wrestling match, which we may have to do for pay-per-view.
Just for the fun of
it.
Just
be, we'll get to, how much would you
WEI pay? Plus will go for $4.99 a month.
Oh, WEI Plus.
WEI
I like
plus,
that.
Yeah.
Dale, today we go down to beautiful Jackson, Mississippi.
Is it that beautiful?
It looked nice in the news
John
shot
Grisham
that I saw.
Thinks it is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that where he's from?
Yep.
Oh, okay. This does not involve John Grisham, but it does involve something he may want to write about, because we have a real tricky bandit of some sort on our hands.
A strange sight for people in Bellhaven this morning. People waking up to mashed potatoes on their porches.
That's right, Dale. Mashed potatoes.
There's a problem with this?
Mashed potatoes. Yeah, you don't know
I mean,
where they come from.
I mean, who doesn't like mashed potatoes?
Well, I mean, you'd like to know where they came from, wouldn't
well,
you?
Not necessarily.
Just random mashed potatoes.
Depends on how hungry you are.
You wake up, you see mashed potatoes. So if you woke up, you go to leave your house.
Yeah.
And you saw a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Oh, look, honey, mashed potatoes.
Would you
here.
Just go like, yeah, give me a fork. Give me a spoon. I'm having at it.
Some salt and pepper, honey. Let's no.
Or
of course
would
I'm
you
not.
Be terrified?
Yes.
Would you call the authorities right away?
And that's just the start of it.
That's right. WJTV 12's Margaret Ann Carter spoke with neighbors who say.
So the lady said that's just the start of it. So keep that in mind. We'll circle back to see if there's anything more.
And that's just the start of it.
That's right. WJTV 12's Margaret Ann Carter spoke with neighbors who say the spuds wound up in the oddest of places. She joins us now in the newsroom with this.
That's right. The oddest of places. I could think of a few places. Anyway,
yeah.
The spuds wound up in the oddest of places. She joins us now in the newsroom with this mashed mystery, Margaret Ann.
Good alliteration there, sir.
Margaret
you can work
Ann.
For Channel 7. Yeah, Margaret Ann with the mashed mystery.
I think these neighbors are just as confused as we are, Mel and Byron. And while some people think it's just a...
Mel and Byron, not Mel and Byron. No, it's not one person.
Saw,
not Mel and Byron.
You saw
yeah.
the look on my face.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Mel and Byron, the
gotcha,
anchors.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I think these neighbors are just as confused as we are, Mel and Byron. And while some people think it's just a prank, others are scared that potatoes might be poisoned.
Huh?
Yeah, poisoned potatoes. That's the first thought some of these people had.
Now, what are they basing that on?
Well, I mean, why else would
house
there be...
House pets dead on the porch with the potatoes?
That,
what are they...
That could also be it. I don't know. Something's up, right? The potatoes wouldn't just be lying around everybody's, you know, porches.
We need a spoon. I know it would have been
sad. Did I hear we need a spoon?
Well, she was hungry, obviously. she was okay with it. She would have had the potatoes.
We need a spoon. I know it would have been sad.
Who leaves mashed potatoes on someone's front porch? No, it's not the beginning of a corny joke. It's the question Bellhaven neighbors are asking after finding themselves the recipient of this bizarre side dish.
What do you do? What do you do? You wake up, you
wait,
see
wait,
the
wait,
potatoes.
Wait, wait. Mashed potatoes is considered a bizarre side dish?
Well, I think...
It's one of the essential food groups, thank you very
top
much,
side.
Ma'am.
Yes. When I used to go to the old Boston Market, I would get the chicken double mashed potatoes. You get two sides, I go double up the mash, is what I would say. And the cornbread, which was great.
Ah.
They may be out of business now, I'm not so sure.
Well, that was just included. You double mashed?
Double mashed would be my side. Mash. They're like, two mashes? I'm like, yeah, I don't want corn. than the mashed potato.
No cream spinach?
No cream spinach either.
I mean, this neighborhood does a lot of quirky things. We decorate caution road signs. We put Christmas trees in our potholes.
Excuse me, ma'am?
We decorate caution road signs.
Yeah, which I think is illegal.
Probably.
Yeah.
And we put Christmas trees in our potholes.
That's correct. So it's a little bit of a wacky, fun town.
At least you'll avoid the pothole, right?
That's
true. You're not going to run the tree over.
Christmas
tree, not a bad idea. That actually isn't as goofy as it sounds.
No, that's actually safe. That might help your car run longer. But
decorating caution road signs.
It sounds like, what is this, Portland, Oregon? Like the way they're it's a little much.
I mean, this neighborhood does a lot of quirky things. We decorate caution road signs. We put Christmas trees in our potholes, so it's not surprising at all, and that's why I love this neighborhood, because they do so many strange things.
Like giving mashed potatoes to everybody around town? They like that. I don't know what to tell you.
Hearty side dish waiting for you when you wake up in the morning?
I didn't realize that's what they did in Jackson, Mississippi, but there you go.
One of the weirdest things I've seen since living in Jackson.
After posting to Facebook, Jordan Lewis found she wasn't alone.
Wait a second. She just said one of the weirdest things?
One of.
Yeah.
Well, she just told you about the Christmas trees and the potholes.
Yeah, but they do that on purpose.
Well, yeah.
So,
imagine... I think there's a criminal out there just seeing what he can get away with. Starting slow.
But what's you start the crime? Once I get past the mashed potato caper.
Yeah. You go
so
from
what's
there.
The or crime,
it's like,
though?
Well, it also could be his calling card. These people are so distracted by the mashed potatoes. It's like a wet bandit, sticky bandit situation. So they goes in there, robs the place blind, and then leaves potatoes. And they're like, look at this, potatoes. They're very easily distracted, be my guess.
So simple-minded people down in Mississippi?
Yeah, you said it, not me.
After posting to Facebook, Jordan Lewis found she wasn't alone.
Found it on their porches. They have found it on their mailboxes, on their cars. We don't know if someone's just playing a prank or if someone just had a lot of leftovers. We're not quite sure.
Wait.
So she's not sure.
I thought it was just on the porch.
Yeah, it is.
Now it's on their cars.
Oh, yeah, it's on the cars.
The mailbox?
Mailbox. It was in the mailbox.
The
cars. It's everywhere.
This place is covered with mashed potatoes. This is much more devious than I expected.
Oh, yeah. This is.
I thought it was somebody offering up a hearty handshake and a pile of mashed potatoes.
No.
Now they're putting it on the hood of your caddy.
Disturbing the peace, at the very least.
And whoever was behind the mashed potato mystery was driving all over Belhaven, putting several houses and even streets in between his victims.
I got up and was headed to work at 7 o'clock, and there was just a styrofoam bowl of mashed potatoes on the doorsteps right there.
Stepping out and narrowly missing the bowl, Sebastian Bjarnegård didn't think twice about it. But as news traveled on social media, people hastily started forming their own theories of a mashed potato maniac.
A maniac. Now we're dealing with a maniac. We went from a mystery to a maniac.
Well, she had to start
with that. Right.
She thought nothing of it. I thought he just got hungry again.
Wanted some mashed potatoes.
Sitting out on the porch swing and having himself a cup of coffee and a bowl of taters.
That's all it is. Now, this gentleman, though, Dale, decided not to eat the potatoes.
Oh. Some people were thinking maybe the mashed potatoes were poisoned to kill animals. I didn't taste it. You know, have a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it. But some people were worried.
I'm sorry, sir. You have a 3-second rule? It's in a bowl. It's not on the floor.
I don't.
He just was trying to be.
Yeah,
I think
but,
he was trying to be a little
but
humorous.
Let's be honest.
Is what he was doing.
I don't eat anything that would appear suddenly on my porch. Would you? If it was wrapped,
you're asking Dale. There was like a box of pizza on my porch. And
you
like,
would not.
I would. Have you seen some of the stuff I eat in the break room here? I'm like a garbage disposal. I'll eat whatever it is. Somebody left a box of donuts and it was in like a box. I would eat them. If it was just sitting on the step, I wouldn't. I'd say, well, that's probably.
What if there's a napkin underneath it?
Yeah, I'd eat it. Yeah. If it's like a butternut donut, I'd eat it.
So maybe that's what that guy was trying to say with the 3-second rule. Maybe he has like
a rule. But it was in a bowl. Like, it was just bowls of potatoes.
He needed to see it be plopped into the bowl within 3 seconds.
Could be.
I didn't taste it.
No.
You know, have a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it. But some people were worried.
But others see it as a harmless prank and wonder what the person behind the potatoes will come up with next.
I hope they just keep doing stuff like this. I think they're
hysterical. I know. I wonder what they'll do next.
Like a whole Thanksgiving meal?
So that was the reporter
and
honey, the lady.
It's Brussels sprouts.
Just shooting the breeze, talking about, I just hope he does something else.
I want to know.
Can't wait to see what else is next.
We credited producers earlier. This is extra credit here.
This
is
just good stuff.
Keep that in there. Keep
yeah,
that,
that's,
just them
that's
two,
perfect.
Shooting the breeze, keep it in there.
That's great.
And the neighbors say there was no need to involve law enforcement on such a harmless prank.
Did not call the cops on the potatoes. They did not do it.
The dog lived, so I didn't figure I had to call.
No poison.
So crime.
Yeah.
mystery,
mayhem,
mayhem, yeah. maniac, and then it's just a harmless prank.
Right, right.
Ken, maybe.
So now she
Good
throws.
Sound
this,
effects,
no,
though.
This is the most awkward transition. So she is like the on scene reporter. She throws it not to the anchors. She throws it to the weather guy who is standing up there by his map. And so it's the weirdest transition.
Frank. Ken, maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. But if it wasn't poison, I'm sure the neighborhood critters really enjoyed all the.
He just like he's like he's trying to tell you about the 7-day forecast.
Don't ask me anything.
He's like, come on, man! I was just looking at the Doppler.
I got
all
an occluded front to worry about here, and you're asking me about mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. But if it wasn't poison, I'm sure the neighborhood critters really enjoyed all the.
So I love how the story started out like this too.
And that's just the start of it.
No, that was the whole thing. When she was talking about the potatoes on the doorstep, she's like.
And that's just the start of it.
No, that's the whole thing.
And where was the big twist? I was waiting for the Shyamalan ending.
Nope, no Shyamalan twist. That was it. They did not call the cops, though.
That was it.
Yeah. So watch out for potatoes on the old doorstep.
What would be next? If they graduated from potatoes, because nobody's giving away stuffing.
No, not stuffing.
No.
Maybe either like some meats or do you go right to dessert? Like throw like a pumpkin pie up there.
Keith would so eat the pie.
I'd eat the pumpkin pie in a second.
He would just
I'd scarf that down.
Dive right into the pie.
You want to mine pretzel people? Gravy on its own.
Just a bowl of gravy.
Not touching that.
What you do is
God knows what's in there.
Well, this is how you bring the community together. You put potatoes on one person's step, you put gravy on the other person, and now you force them to share. This could be like a whole social experiment for all we know.
Listen, if they want to do that in my town, by all means.
Yeah, you'd give it a bite.
I'd knock on my neighbor's door. Would you get turkey?
No, there's no knocking now.
No.
You're just stepping out on the front porch and here it is.
And there it is. You got to eat
it. That's better. Yeah. I would eat it.
No, it's not better.
If you just walked outside and there was some form of food, this is at least a.
Hell no.
You would at least be intrigued to be like, maybe
you would
dip a finger.
You would try it?
I'd dip a finger.
You'd sniff it.
I would not.
I would sniff it. I would
dip a finger. I would see what's in there.
Yeah.
And then I'd consider probably taking a swipe.
I would consider it if it was totally wrapped.
Oh,
you know, completely
okay.
packaged, you know, all wrapped up.
Yeah.
But a bowl of potatoes sitting on your porch, you're going to tell me, Rossi, you'd be sticking the finger in the potatoes and
always do, Dale.
Oh my God. But you know where they come from normally.
Well, if I make them, but I'll tell you.
You're disgusting.
I would. You got to stick a finger in it.
Oh.
Please.
You know, just please. Save that. Just,
please. We got it.
It's roll credits.
We got
now.
It. Yeah, we got it. Let's get to some picks, shall we? Let's get to some hockey talk.
We'll do that in just a moment. We'll need a moment to regroup. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We don't know if someone's just playing a prank or if someone just had a lot of leftovers.
I didn't taste it. You know, I have a 3-second rule.
People waking up to mashed potatoes on their porches.
We decorate caution road signs. We put Christmas trees in our potholes.